We begin the current daf, Masechtas Becharis, daf Yud Tes. We begin on the second line down at the top of the Yamad, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing a related theme of the previous Mishnah, which we were discussing regarding when there's two different animals defining which one is the firstborn, when there's a situation of doubt. We had a Machlekes, Reb Tav, and Reb Akiva. Our Mishnah continues on that related theme regarding the doubts that arise in the laws of Becharis, and the Machlekes, Reb Tav, and Reb Akiva. Says the Mishnah, Yetzid Daifin. Regarding a firstborn animal that came out through caesarean, which is that it comes through the abdominal wall, it's not through the vaginal canal as an animal is usually born. So that firstborn animal is the firstborn in what's called levladis, for the children that's born for the animal, but it's not the firstborn in the rechem, in the womb, which is a requisite that is mentioned in the pasuk regarding the firstborn of peterechem, the first coming out of the womb. So there's that one that comes out through the caesarean, and then you have v'habachrav. Then you have a male that comes out after that male, which that one's a bechor for rechamim, for the womb, but not for birth, because there was already a child that came out. There was already an animal that came out right before it. So Reb Tarfonim, he says shneim yira ad sheyistabu. So both of these male animals, they graze until they develop a blemish. And then they're eaten in a blemished state by the owner because they're both suffic bechar. Because as the Gemara will explain, Reb Tarfon is in doubt, is a bechar ledover echad, is a firstborn in one element considered a bechar or not? And both of them have one element that they're bechar. One is the first for the one that's in birth, and the other one's the first in coming out through the womb. Reb Kivayim, he says, no, shneim ein bechar. No, both are not the firstborns, and they don't have those halachas. Harishim emnesha ain't the peterech, and the first one because it's not the first one to come out of the womb. Vashenim emnesha kadma achra, and the second one because it's not the first one to birth. The first one came out before it, and therefore they don't have the laws of bechor. Not like Reb Tarfon that's in doubt and has to have this. He says no, they're not bechor. It doesn't have the halach at all. Says Gemara, but my Gemara, what point do they disagree? Says Gemara, Reb Tarfon mesafkele. As we said, Reb Tarfon's in doubt. Bechor ledover echad is the first one for one thing. You have a bechor. You have a bechor. Is that considered a firstborn or not? But Rebbe Kiva, it was obvious to him that Bechor L'Davar Echel have Bechor. A firstborn in one area is not considered Bechor, because the Pasuk, as we're going to shortly quote now, a Braisa, that clarifies that there's two criterion, and if you have just one of them, that doesn't make you a firstborn, and therefore it doesn't have any halachas of Bechor at all. The Gemara quotes a Braisa, the famous Braisa of Rebbe Shmuel, which we say in Karbanis, that talks about Yigam Midash HaTor Nidrash Behen, the 13 different attributes that the Torah is expounded by. So Tanaman Linda Braisa, that regards to some of these midos that the Torah has expounded, there is what's called mechlal hatzorach leprat. From a general statement, the needs a specific. I mean, sometimes the general needs the specific with it. Umiprat hatzorach leklal. And sometimes you'll have that the specific needs the general term with it. As the Braisa explains, ketzad how so? Now, actually, this first thing that the Braisa is talking about is actually not explaining a klal hatzorach leprat. Rather, that's going to be the second and third case. We'll explain these two things that we just spoke about. This actually is talking about a generic, what's called klal uprat. Klal uprat is different, as we're going to explain, the klal hatzarach leprat. So first, actually, the Braisa is explaining the klal uprat. Where do you find such a case? So actually, all these three categories of klal uprat, klal hatzarach leprat, and prat hatzarach leklal are all in this pasuk that the Braisa is bringing down, which is in the context of the halacha of our parak regarding that of kedushas bechor. The pasuk says in Shemais, Kadosh li kol bechor. Shem says, sanctify for me all firstborns. Now, says the Braisa, Yochla fill in the cave of b'mashma. Okay, if you just read that part of the pasuk, you would think, if you have just a general, generic statement of all firstborns, whatever the firstborn is, even if it's a female, would have kedushas bechor. Oh, Tamalaymer Zachar. So that's what the pasuk says. Ashivol b'karcha b'tzencha ha-zachar. That which is going to be born into your cattle, into your flock, is the male. That tells you that no, it's specifically only a firstborn male. This is what's known as a klal uprat, which that's actually from the first that we're talking about over here of the Yud Gimel Midos, the 13 attributes, which is that the specific comes to exclude and to minimize the klal from its understanding. And it tells you that it has to be like the specific, what's called Ein Bechlal El Masha Beprat. We don't have in the general term, rather only what's in the specific, because here that's the classic halacha of Klal Prat, where you have Mina Behema from the animal. That's a Klal, all types of animals. Then it says min habakor min hatzayin, from cattle and flocks. That's a prat specific, which tells you ein mechalal mashal beprat. So here too, it's telling you what's a firstborn, not any firstborn, specifically a male firstborn. Oh, but now the Braisa continues, which that takes us to the other two halachas that we are quoting regarding klal tzarech l'prat and prat tzarech l'klal. Says the Braisa, okay, izach, if that's all we have from the pasuk, that it says that it's a firstborn male, so yachal afel yatzin nekev l'fanav, so you would think, okay, it could still be a firstborn male, even if a female went out before it through the womb, because, okay, the pasuk says, b'char zachar, the firstborn male, which is whichever is the firstborn of the males, that no other male came before it would be a b'char, even though it's not the first to be born, it's not the first to come out of the womb, because a female came out before it, but we would think that's not a problem, because it's still a firstborn male. Tamalayma peter recham. That's what the pasuk says, the first one to come out of the womb. This is a situation where we need this prat, we need the specific of peter recham, to clarify, to explain that it's not called the Bechar until it's the Bechar, it's the first one coming out of the womb, because we would not have known that from the Klal, from the general understanding that we had up until now. Now, this, as we're saying, is not the same as a regular Klal Prat, which, as we said, generally a Klal Prat is that the Prat, the specific, is excluding and minimizing and saying that it's not everything included in the Klal. But again, that Prat is... it's not coming to explain and clarify the klal. Like, for example, the first case we brought here in the Braisa, when we said, if all we had was Bechar, we would have thought, whatever the firstborn is, even the female. So we said, Tamalim is Zachar, which, that's a classic klal of prat, where you don't need the prat to explain what Bechar is. We know what Bechar is. Bechar is any firstborn, including a female. Rather, that specific is coming to be Bemayit, to say, no, don't say that also females are included in the sanctity of the Bechar. For example, like we have in Gemara Chulin of Peches Mabez, where it says, V'chiso ba'ofer, which says that you have to cover the blood of the animal with the earth. Now, that's a situation, like we're saying over here in the Brice, over here in the second phase, that's not a regular klal prat. That's what's known as a klal hatzarech prat. Why do you need the prat? Is because there's two types of coverings. For example, there's covering with a vessel, and then there's also covering it with something that gets spread out like earth. So you needed to say offer, which is a specific, to exclude covering it with an intact thing, but that's not a generic klal prat, which if you were learning as a klal prat, so then you would be minimizing. And you would say, okay, what's it coming to exclude? Even if you grind down stones or different types of elements. But no, it's a klal hatzarech prat, which is that we don't know what the klal means. What does it mean to cover? Covering can mean many different things. Here also, when it says Bechar Zachar, okay, so I just don't know what it's referring to, and therefore I need the Prat to go ahead and to clarify. That's what Peter Rechem is coming to do and tell us, no, when we say firstborn male, we don't mean the firstborn of the males. It means it's the first one that has to come out of the womb, and the Kebe cannot come out before. Now, that the Bresa continues to the third phase. Now, I Peter Rechem, okay, if all that we had in the Pasuk was that it's the first one of the womb, still, yachal afila yotza achar yetzer daifin, I would think, regarding an animal that comes out after a Caesarean before it, would be chayiv in the Bechar. Because it's peter rechem, it's the first one coming out of the womb, because the one that came out before it did not come out through the womb, came out through the abdominal wall. Tamalaymer Bechar, that's why you need to have the next word of Bechar, you need to have the word of the firstborn, to tell you that it has to be a firstborn in all areas. This is what's called a prat atzarech l'klal. The specific over here, peter rechem, needs the general terminology of Bechar, which is a general terminology, which when you have the specifics of male, which is zachar, and you have the specifics of peter rechem, which is a specific of coming out of the womb, they both need the klal of Bechar. Why? Because if it didn't say Bechar, so I would have said that even if it's not the Bechar, meaning the first one of birth, it would be sanctified. Why? Because it's a male that was peter rechem, that came out through the womb. And I don't need it to be the firstborn. And therefore, even if it's coming after a Caesarean, it would still be considered Kedushas Bechar. That's why I say that no, the term, it's a prat that needs the klal to tell you that no, it has to be the firstborn. And if the animal before it came out even through Caesarean, it's not the firstborn, and therefore it's not going to have Kedushas Bechar. Now, the reason is because generally, like we said, specifics in the Torah, what's called the Prat, they don't usually need the Klal with them. For example, when the pasuk says in the beginning of Yikra regarding karbanos mina bakor mina tzayin, from the cattle and the flock, you don't need mina behemoth to teach you anything. So too, when it says v'chiyitin ishal re'eyu chamoyer shor, it says someone's going to give him to watch a donkey, an ox, or a sheep. You don't need v'chol ha'behem. It's not teaching you anything. Rather, that's what's called a prat uklal. That's when the klal is coming to add on to the prat, to add on to the halachas over the specific, the inverse of klal prat, which the prat is minimizing. When you have a prat uklal, the klal is maximizing. In contrast, where we're explaining a klal hatzarach leprat, which is when you don't understand what the klal is saying until you have the prat which specifies it. Like we're saying in our braisa, when it says b'chir zachar, so like the braisa says, you would think even if a female came out before it, because the general term b'chir is a klal, so I don't know, what does it mean? What type of b'chir? Is it, okay, the firstborn of the males, even though it's not the first one to come out of the womb, like in this case where the female came out before it? Or is it, the first one of the womb is it not for male? For example, like when you have a male that went out through the vaginal canal, but a male came out before it through the abdominal wall, so it's still the firstborn male through the womb. Or, like we're saying, no, does it have to be the firstborn for the wombs and for the children? That's why you need to have that klal, that you need to have a klal tzarech leprat and prat tzarech leklal. That's what the Bryce is saying, and again, this the Bryce is coming to teach these Yudgimamin deshatar nejashman, but the Gemara is bringing it to clarify this halacha, like we saw by Rabbi Kiva, that you need to have both elements. It's not enough to have be the first one for the that's born, or be the first one that's from the womb. You need to have both. You need to have, and that's what we learn now from this pasuk where the Bryce is clarifying with a klal tzarech leprat and prat tzarech leklal, that you need to have all the halachas. It has to be first for the vladis, has to be first for zecharim, has to be first for the peterech. However, on this braisa, the Gemara asks, Amar Rav Shravi Labai says, Reisha lekanosav lo tamud b'char. The beginning halacha of the braisa, which actually is not the first one, it's the middle one that we're calling the Reisha, which is regarding these two halachas that the braisa mentioned. The first case, like we said, is really a klal prat. But then it goes to the two that the braisa had mentioned regarding a klal tzarech leprat and the prat tzarech leklal. The braisa said, okay, you would think even if a female comes out before it, because, okay, it says b'chir, and it says zachar, like we said. So, okay, the firstborn male. If a female comes out before it, that doesn't make it not the firstborn male. It's still the firstborn of the males. Says the braisa, no, tamalem epeter rechem. It says it has to be the first one to open up the womb. If a female came out before it, it didn't open up the womb, and there is not going to have kedushas b'chir. But says the Gemara, from the fact that the Braisa didn't say, oh, how do you know that that's not going to be the Bechar if a female came out before, Tamalim Bechar, which what that would be saying would be, oh, it has to be the firstborn, it has to be the firstborn in all areas. It doesn't say that. It says Tamalim Petarechem, Sama. So you see that obviously that the Braisa doesn't hold that the word Bechar would tell you it has to be the firstborn in all areas. Therefore, it doesn't say Tamalei Mebuchar, because you wouldn't be excluding from that. Because ultimately, since no male came out before this male animal, just a female, it would be considered the Bechar. Why? Because it's the firstborn, at least in regards to the males. So obviously we see that the time the Braisa holds, that when it says the word Bechar in the Pasuk, that Bechar Ludavar Echad Av Bechar. That wouldn't exclude it, because as long as it's the firstborn in something in one area, let's say for males, it would be considered the Bechar. The only reason why we're excluding it when a female comes out before, because it's not Petarechem, it's not the first one to open up the womb. That's what you see from the Reisha. However, says the Gemara, but Seifa, and that was like we said, that was the Klal HaTzarech LePrat. Then the Seifa, when it talks about the Prat HaTzarech LeKlal, said, okay, so you would think even if, let's say, this male animal comes out after the first one, which came out through the Caesarean, and now this one's coming out, the first one through the womb. So you would think that it would be Kedushas Bechar. Oh, Kanasav la Tamud de Bechar. And that the Braisa says, oh, that's the Prat Tzarech Leklal, the general statement there of the firstborn, which tells you that no, that can't be just the firstborn regarding one area, has to be the firstborn for all areas. So, Alma Bechar, so we see that obviously when the Braisa understands, at least from the Seifa, when it says the word Bechar in the Pasuk, means it has to be Bechar for all things. So what do you see? That a Bechar L'davar Echad, for one thing, like over here, where it is the firstborn for the wombs. It's just not the firstborn for being born, because you had a male born through Caesarean before it. That Lo Hava Bechar, that we see that's not considered a Bechar And that's what we're learning out from the term Bechayr, which is telling us not enough that's Bechayr L'davar Echad. So that's an internal contradiction in the Braisa. The Reisha seems to indicate that a Bechayr L'davar Echad have Bechayr, and Sefer seems to be saying from the word Bechayr that it's Loyav Bechayr. So that Amalei, so on that Abaye answered back to Rav Shravya, he says no. Loyalam Bechayr L'davar Echad, Loyav Bechayr. Truth is that a Bechayr from one area is not considered Bechayr. In other words, when it says Bechayr in the Pasuk, it means, yeah, that you have to be a firstborn in all areas. So then the question is, okay, then why didn't the Brice and the Reisha say that idea? Why have say Tamalim epeterechem? Just say the reason why you know that it's not a firstborn if a female came out before, because it's not the firstborn for everything. It's not going to be the first one in birth, it's not going to be the first one in the womb. So, Reisha hachikam, this is what the Reisha of the Brice is saying. You're right. The Brice is saying, is Zachar, if you only had, when it says in the Pasuk, Bechayr, the Klal, and Zachar, the Prat, so Yachal afilo yetzid defen, you would think that if that firstborn is a male, even if it's born itself, the first one, through cesarean, through the abdominal wall, you would think that that would have Kedushas Bechayr, it's the first one that's born. Tamalim epeterechem, that's why you need peterechem for that first one itself, to say, no, it didn't come through the womb, it didn't open up the womb, it cannot have Kedushas Bechayr. So, therefore, now, if that's what the Reish of the Bryce is coming to say regarding that halacha, you can't learn that anything from the word Bechayr regarding that. Because if all you had the word Bechayr, then you would say, yeah, it's the first one for everything, because no other animal came before it. That's why the Bryce needs Peterechem, to say on that first one itself, it still didn't come through the womb. Now, once they have that drasha of Peterechem, so therefore, by default, now, yes, we would also exclude the case that the Brice actually did talk about if a female came out before it because of Peterechem. It's not opening up the womb. The female already opened it before it. But you're right, to exclude the female, really, we wouldn't need Peterechem. We can know it from Bechayr. It's just that we need a Peterechem anyway to exclude it itself. It's the first one coming out through cesarean. Then we're saying, oh, and therefore, by that also, we would already exclude the halacha of Nekev coming out before it. But really, like Abaye said, the Brice holds that Bechayr L'davar Echad lo have a Bechayr. Like it's obvious from the drasha of the seif of the Brisa. Ravina, he goes the other direction. He says, no, lo'ilam b'chayr l'davar echad hav b'chayr. Truth is, the time the Brisa holds that if it's a b'chayr in one element, that from the word b'chayr of the pasig, that would have indicated to us to say that, yeah, it's considered firstborn even if it's just in one element. Now, but then the seifas, I didn't stand the end of the Brisa, that the Brisa bringing from the word b'chayr, that it's excluding if, let's say, this animal came out first one through the womb, but it's coming out after cesarean came out before it, which it is the firstborn in some elements, the first one coming out of the womb, and still the Brice is excluding it from the word Bechayr. That says Ravina, no, it's not from the translation of the word Bechayr in the Pasuk, because no, really the interpretation of the word Bechayr in the Pasuk is even from one area. It's just from what's called Reba Dekra. It's an unnecessary extra word, which it's from that extra word that we're coming to go ahead and exclude this halacha. And this is hachikam, this is what the Sefer of the Brice is saying. Is akadai techiv, you would entertain to say, that yatsa achar yetzadayfin kadosh, that as we would think to say, because like we said, the word Bechayr indicates even l'davar echad. So okay, so when this animal comes out, first one through the womb, but already a male came out before it through cesarean. Okay, but that shouldn't take away. It's peterechem. It's the firstborn in one area. So you think that it would be sanctified with Kedushas Bechayr. But that's what the Sefer of the Brice is saying. But then Bechayr de Kasar Rachmana, then this that the Torah says the word Bechayr, which sounds like that it should have some element of Bechayr in it. Lamali. Why is it necessary? It could have just said Peterechem Zachar Taktish. The one that opens up the womb, if it's a male, will sanctify it and then be silent. And then I would know that, yeah, because it has the Kedushas Bechayr, it's opening up the womb, because the other one didn't open up the womb. So we would know already that this case would be sanctified. Why does it say the word Bechayr? It says, Ketintum et Beis, that's what Ravina says. If you would think to say, oh, you know what, the extra word Bechayr is coming to exclude? It's coming to exclude if, let's say, a female came out before this male through the womb. That you can't say, because mipeterechem nafka, like we said in the Reish of the Braisa. Really, no, to exclude that case from, it has to be the opening up the womb. And if a female came out before it, it didn't open up the womb. Rather, says Ravina, that's what the Braisa is saying. That's what Bechayr is coming to exclude. That what are we coming to say? That it has to have Bechayr. We know it's a Bechayr in one area. So what's this extra word Bechayr coming to say? It's coming to exclude even this case from a ribui. which is unnecessary to say another chiddush, which is, yes, even though it's the first one in some area, but if something came out before it, even through Caesarian, it's not going to have kedushas bachar. Now, Abaye and Ravina, there's no halachic difference, it's just their understanding of how to translate the drasha from the understanding of the pasuk. Does bachar mean ledavar echad, or does bachar mean lechol mili? And again, they both agree to the halachas, and the price is just how to come to that conclusion. However, Amali Rav Acham Adifti LeRavina, he asks on Ravina, on his interpretation that we just quoted, he says, wait, if you say, like you're saying, to entertain that when it says in the Torah Bukhar, it means really even for one area that would give the animal Kedushas Bukhar. And this that the Brisa says, that if the animal comes out after an animal that already came out through Caesarian, it's like you're saying, it's not like a baya that, oh, we're excluding it from the understanding of the word Bukhar, which means it has to be Lachal Mili. No, it's from a ribuy, from the extra terminology saying an added Kedush, that yeah, even though it's Bukhar Ladavar Echad, but okay, this case will not have Kedushas Bukhar. But the difficulty with that is, he says, is Teinech Hecha Deyatz is Zachar. I can understand that in that case of the Brisa, of the Seifa, that if the first one that came out was a male of Yoytze Deivrin through Caesarian, and then it came out, V'Zachar Derech Rechem, a male that came out through the womb, where I can understand that would be the case that would be excluded from the extra word Bukhar in the Pasuk, where it would be logical to say that that's the case that's being excluded, Deloy Kaddish, that it won't be sanctified. Why? Why that case? Because the Imet Leida Mi Bukhar, because we'd be excluding that this second animal that's being born, we'd be excluding that from the extra word Bukhar. Why? Because the Bukhar L'Rucham Ika, although it's the first one from the womb, so it's L'Davar Echad, but still, the extra word Bechar is coming to tell you, but Bechar l'zcharm lek, it's not the first one of the males. So I can understand that the extra word Bechar is saying, it's not a total, meaning as an adding level of an extra ribuy, it's not a total Bechar, because there ultimately was a male that came out before it, although not through the womb, but through the abdominal wall. But Elehecha the Yatsu Nekeva Derech Daifen, but that as Rav Acham Adifti, but if let's say the first animal to be born was a female through Caesarian, and then came out v'zachar derech rechem, and then came out a male through the womb likadosh. That case, the male should be sanctified with kedushas bachar. Why? The ha'ika, because here you have that this second animal is a firstborn in two areas. Bachar l'schar, it's going to be the first male that's being born. U'bachar l'rechem, it's also going to be the first one that's coming out through the womb. And from the extra word in the pasuk, you could only exclude one added level. So it'd be logical to say that, okay, we're excluding an animal that's a male that comes after a previous male Caesarian, but not a male that comes out after a previous female Caesarian, because like we said, there it has two things going for it. When it comes out after a male Caesarian, it has only one thing going for it. So then the difficulty is that why does the Brisa say unspecified, that this would apply, that we're excluding even when it comes out after a previous Caesarian? Why doesn't it differentiate? It should say that's only going to be excluding when it comes out after a male. But if it came out of a female, then actually it should have Kedushas Bachar. El Machvar Tekad Abai, rather says the Gemara, it's obviously clear like Abai's interpretation that the understanding of the word in the Pasuk of Bachar means it has to be Bachar L'chol Mili in everything, and therefore we're excluding every case, even if it comes in after a previous female Caesarian. And like he said, that, yeah, right, the Reish of the Brisa didn't have to say Petarechim, it was just saying if the first one itself comes out through Caesarian, that it's not going to have Kedushas Bachar. Once we had it, that we're excluding if a previous female came out, so it wasn't Pite of the Rechem. But really, the word Bukhar in the Torah tells you has to be Bukhar L'chol Mili, like we said, depending on Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah, that it has to have in all areas being the firstborn, the first male, the first coming out of the womb, the first one that's being born, and that's the clear interpretation in the Brisa. Hanullah Chalakech Uber Parasa, which I'll return to you, the second parak of Masechtas Bukhar is the parak that spoke about someone buys a fetus of his cow regarding the partnership with a non-Jew, which then that would remove the sanctity of the Kedushas Bachar, which only applies to the Bnei Yisrael. And with that, we continue with the third parak in Masechtas Bacharis, which continues on the theme in all these parakim regarding the laws of firstborns regarding the kosher animals, and specifically like the same theme of the previous parakim regarding Halakech Behemim in Ha'ovid Kechavim. The third parak is called Halakech Behem, also regarding the same words Halakech, regarding someone buying an animal from a non-Jew, which again, regarding a partnership with a non-Jew, here regarding buying the mother animal, and how it relates to the laws of the firstborn. So that the Mishnah begins, if someone buys an animal from a non-Jew, now he doesn't know, is this the first child this animal is having, or not? This animal wasn't born in his flock, he's buying it from a non-Jew, doesn't know if it's the firstborn or not, if it has Kedushas Bachar, to have the halach of giving it to the kain. So Bishmol Lemi says as follows. If it's a goat that's bash nasa, that's giving birth in its first year of life, this goat, the mother goat, is in its first year. So then vadli, the most definitely that child goes l'kain, goes to the kain, because most definitely it didn't give birth before, it's too young. Mikam ve'elich safik. After that point, after its first year, they're already in doubt if it gave birth or not. And therefore that child that's going to be born first by in the Jews' possession should go out to graze, and then he could eat it in a blemished state. So, now, that's regarding a goat. Rachel, a sheep, bashtayim. If it's in its second year, then vada l'kain. Again, that's most definitely the first child, and it's going to go to the kain. At that point and on, then if it's already older, we don't know if it had given birth or not, then it's doubt. Again, the owner could keep it, just has to develop a blemish because it still has a suffix iser of bachar, although regarding the suffix mumminis, it doesn't have to give it to the kain. Let's say regarding par v'chamar, a cow and a donkey. So then, b'noi shalish, if they're in their third year, vad l'kain, most definitely the first child goes to the kain. Mekam ha'elik safik, from that point on, it's a safik. And regarding the safik of the pet chamar, there he separates a sheep, and then that sheep goes to him. Just regarding the prohibitory law, he has to separate the sheep to permit the utility of that donkey. Now, that's the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. However, Amar Rabbi Kiva, he says to him, look, ilu b'vlad b'lvad ha'behemim nifteres, if it would be that what exempts the animal regarding the laws of Bechair is if it had already given birth to a full-fledged child, then that would make this next child not into a Bechair. So then Kedvarecha, then obviously it would be like the way you gave the qualifications regarding what we say is most definitely the first child, then you have to give it to the kain. But says Rabbi Kiva El Amr, but they said, Simen HaVlad BeBehemadaka, a sign of a child that was born by the small livestock, like goats and sheep, is tinuf, is if it's soiled. As the Gemara is going to explain, what Rabbi Kiva is concerned for, thus not requiring the owner to give, even in the first year, is that maybe this goat had soiled in its first year, which something came out from its uterus, which is a sign of a child, although it came out some liquid form, which exempts the animal from now on, that the next child that's going to be born, it's not going to have Kedushas Bechar. So therefore, essentially what Kiva is saying is that no, a goat even in its first year is a Safik, and therefore it does not have to give it to the kain. So to Begas the Shilya, by a large livestock, like cows, there the sign of birth is if the amniotic sac and the placenta, if they came out, which is the sac that the fetus is born in, that the what's called the afterbirth that comes out, that's a sign also that there was a child over here, thus exempting the next child, even though no real baby was born, that from having Kedushas Bechar. Ubi Ishan, regarding a woman, it's shfir, which is like a skin that has in it the form of the child, or Vishilya, or the amniotic sac, if any of these come out of the woman, that's a sign that there was a child over here, thus making the next one not into the Bechar, although it's the first viable child that comes out. And therefore, it says the Mishnah Zakal, this is the rule. Kol she'yaduah bechor, if we know for sure that the animal had already given birth in kam l'kain klum, obviously the next child that comes out, the kain's not going to get any. V'chol she'loi bechor, if we know for sure that it didn't give birth yet, hariz l'kain, so this is the first point, goes to the kain. But v'msafik, but if it's a doubt, the way Rabbi Kiva is qualifying is that even in the first year, although it definitely, like Rabbi Shmuel, didn't give birth to a viable child, if it's having a child now in its first year, but it still could be that it had soiled. It could be it miscarried. It could be something came out that in halacha of Bechar is considered already like a child. So then, the next one that's going to be born is going to be eaten in its blemished state to the owners. As Rabbi Kiva says, even the goat in its first year wouldn't have to give that out of doubt to the kain that seemingly firstborn by the Jews' possession to the kain. Now, the Gemara quotes from Rabbi Shmuel that he said that within certain ages, he said most definitely it's the first child being born, then it has to go to the kain. Then they said suffix from that point on, we don't know. It could be in its fifth year, we don't know, it's the Jew just born, we don't know if he gave birth or not, so that first one's going to have a doubtful status. So you don't have to give it to the kain, but it has to develop a blemish and go out to, you know, and graze, and then the owner could use it. And that is the Gemara. My suffix, why is it a doubt? Which then the Jew has to treat it with some precautions. Halacha harev behemis. Go after the majority of animals, which in halacha we always go after the majority. Harev behemis misabris v'yoldis patech shnasin. And most animals become impregnated and give birth within the first year. Again, regarding the goat that we said it's in the first year it could give birth. V'havadim eilid oilid. So therefore, most definitely it gave birth. And therefore, you shouldn't even have to treat it as a suffix. Yeah, for sure you don't have to give it to the kohen, but why does it have to go grazed and develop a blemish? No, it's like a regular unconsecrated animal. It's for sure not the bechara, because the majority is that it gave birth already. Lema, should we say Rabbi Shmuel Kreb Meir Svile? Should we say Rabbi Shmuel holds like a mayor, the Chayishlami Utu, who's concerned for the minority? As the Gemara is going to shortly quote, like by minor boys and girls that we're concerned that maybe they're not like most people. And here, it's only the miut that maybe didn't have, and that maybe this is the firstborn. And we see he's concerned for it like it's a suffix. Should we say here that he's like a mayor? Says the Gemara, no. Velotim Rabbanon. We can even say that he's like the Rabbanon who are not Chayishlami Utu, not concerned for the minority. And they go after the majority. But kiazli basar ruba, that when do we go after majorities? That's what's called beruba de isikama. That's a majority that's in front of us, which is here, all the variables are here. Kugain. For example, teshachanuyas, when there's 9 stores, where all of them sell kosher meat, besides one store that sells non-kosher meat. And then you find a piece of meat on the ground in front of the stores. The halacha is that that piece of meat is going to be kosher. Why? What's called kol de parish meruba parish, whatever is taken away from the stores over here, came out of the majority. That's what's called a ruba de isa kamon. The majority is in front of us because all the stores are here. All the variables are here. And then we say, okay, we don't know which store it's from. So the majority tells us it's from the kosher stores. Or so too Sanhedrin. When the high court has, where they have 12 judges are saying that he's not guilty. And 11 are saying that he's guilty. So we say the majority tells us he's not guilty and all the variables are here. All the judges are here. That's where we say we go after the majority. Of a ruba de lesser kamon, but a majority that's not in front of us, where it's statistical, it's not the variables are right here. For example, like in the case that we're describing, where you're saying, oh, go after the majority of animals in the whole world, which is, we don't have the variables here. It's not like this is a majority. It's statistically speaking that we say that most animals give birth in its first year. So lo yazir rabban abas aruba. Then they don't go after the majority, and they are concerned for the minority, which is maybe this animal didn't. It doesn't tell us anything statistically that in the essence of this animal in laws of majority. It's statistical evidence that they don't go after the majority, and they're concerned for the minority. However, in this interpretation, the Gemara asks, but v'kot nuketana. But you have this halacha of the minor boy and the minor girl. The ruba de lesser kamon. That's a majority that's not in front of us. It's statistical. It's a majority in the world. V'ka'az rabban abas ruba, and we find the rabbis do go after the majority. That's not, which is actually a brisa. The brisa quotes, katnu katana, minor boy and a minor girl, lo'ichotzen v'lo miyab min divrei meir. Meir says that if, let's say, a husband died without any children, now his wife is a widow, and there's halacha of yibin chalitza, which is now her brother-in-law, her husband's brother, for which her husband died without any children, that he has to do either yibum, which is take her in marriage now, or do chalitza, which is a divorce type that relates to the laws of yibum. Meir says that you can't do chalitza or yibum, and they're not eligible for that. So on that Amar Lo, the Rabbanan said to Meir, okay, yafa marta shein chalitza. Very well understood. You said well when you said that they cannot do chalitza. Why? Because ish kasa b'parsha. When the Torah talks about the chalitza process, taking off the shoe and spitting and doing this whole divorcing of the sister-in-law, it says ish, which is an adult. And therefore the katan is excluded. U'makshin and ish alish, and we compare the woman to the man. Okay, so the minor girl is also excluded from chalitza. But matam eim yabim, but why can't they do yibum? So on that Amalehem, he said to them, because katan shem yimtza stris. A minor hasn't fully matured. We don't know how he's going to be able to be in reproduction. He might become a stris, which is someone that is sterile, can't have children. Katana shema temsa islandess. The minor girl might be an islandess who also she's sterile and she cannot have children. Now, we don't know that right now. Now, v'nimtzu paigin be'erva, but it's going to come out if they either one is sterile, that actually this brother-in-law is committing a violation of the arayas of eshes ach. Because since they're not eligible to have children, that doesn't qualify for the law of Yibim. The law of Yibim is v'hoya b'chor asher teila, the firstborn that could go ahead and give birth, he goes ahead and he does Yibim with his sister-in-law. If he can't have birth, so there's no law of Yibim, and then you're remaining with the pre-existing Isser Eishas Ach, which is to marry one's brother's wife. And therefore it says, Remeir, we're concerned for that, and therefore Katna Katana cannot do Yibim. Now, whereas Rabbanu who disagree with him, they hold zil basaruba katan. No, we go after the majority of children. V'rev katanim lav sarisim. They know the majority of boys, they're not sarisim. Most of them are not eunuchs. They could go ahead and have children. And so do zil basa katanis. We go after the majority of girls. V'rev katanis lav eilis ninu. And most girls are not eilis. And therefore they hold that the katan and katan could go ahead and do yim. So one thing we see, that although this is statistical, this is not in this group of people, this is in general in the idea in the world, that they do go after the majority. So how could you say that Rav Shmuel is like the Rabbanon when you see that they hold that you go after the majority even in Ruba de Lesekama? So Lamarova, rather Rava says, you're right, Machvarta, it's clear, it's a good type of Chof Manalov, that Rav Shmuel Kriya Meir Svirle, the Chayishim Yuta, right, he's going like Rav Meir, who is concerned with the minority, and therefore considers it a suffix. Even the majority tells us that this animal already had a child, if it's after its first or second year, depending what type of animal it is. However, Ravinam, he says, no, Afilatem Rabbanan, you could say that Rav Shmuel is like the Rabbanan. Because Kiyaz Rabbanan Basaruba, when do the rabbis go after the majority? Is Beruba Delitola Bamaisa? Is a majority that's not dependent on any action. Like over there with the boy and the girl, that's just in elemental, which is in passivity. It does nothing that has to be done. So then they go based on the majority. Of a Ruba Delitola Bamaisa, but a majority that's contingent and dependent on an action. For example, the animal saying that the majority tells us that it gave birth. That's dependent on an action where there has to be mating that was done. And you could be concerned that maybe no male mated with this female animal. It's not intrinsic in the majority that this is the way it is. Generally, that's what would happen, but it's an action that is dependent on, and therefore I'm not going to say that we're going to go based on the majority, and therefore, even according to Abundant, it would be a suffix. And that's why Rabbi Shmuel said that from that point on, it's a suffix, and it's not a definite, not a bachar, it's a suffix, and therefore, again, you don't have to give it to the kain, but again, it has to be yoichel b'mumoy l'baylam.